Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening.
Good evening. Hi, this is Sister War. How are you tonight?
I'm blessed. How about yourself?
I'm doing much better. I'm trying to hear you on the radio, but it might on the computer, but it might, I don't know if it's causing any inconvenience on that side or anything. And I know that you guys were talking about Plain Talk to Women today. I was trying to listen in, so I'm going to be quiet so I can hear what you guys have to say. But I just wanted to let you know that I was on the air with you or listening in with you today.
You talking to me, Sister War? Hello?
Yes. Yes.
You talking to me or you talking to Sister Pastor Cheryl?
I thought I was talking to Pastor Cheryl. I'm
are
not sure who I was talking to.
I don't know where they are. I never heard them. They never even answered the phone, as far as I know.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just trying to hear what you guys were talking about today. I'm going to be quiet so I can hear the conversation first.
I don't hear anything, Sister War, for real.
Okay. All right. Well,
I was about to call Pastor AJ and find out if we were connected or not.
Okay. I was just going to say that. So you go ahead and I'll keep myself on the line then.
Okay, honey.
All right.
How do I add a call to this?
I thought I had to be in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's it. You already did the legal for the top of that hour?
Yeah.
Let's see how you do this. I gotta go.
Things
can happen. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh.
Stop. Stop.
Here, I got it.
Is your
script
at least?
I am.
See you, Leo. Have a good weekend. Right. Yeah, sure. I got mine. Yeah, you got it in your hand. You got it in hand, Deacon. Hold on, Sister War.
Have to be a woman of standard. You have to be a woman that loves God and loves yourself. Okay. Wait, why am I hearing myself? And welcome. The truth is freedom. If you want to reach us, the number is 657-383-0613. And I understand I have lots of callers, so we're going to start. Caller, would you please give us your name and give us the place that you're calling from, and then bless us with your comments and remarks.
Good evening. Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Yes.
Good evening. This is Reverend Pamela M. Pinckney Butts, and I'm calling from Cleveland, Ohio.
And I just wanted to say God bless you all this evening.
We apologize.
And you keep doing a good work. Hello? Hello?
Uh-huh.
Hello?
Are you there? Are you there?
Yeah, the
Can
phone is breaking up. The phone keeps breaking up.
Oh, okay. Go ahead with your comments.
I just wanted to tell you, Pastor Cheryl, you're doing a good work. Keep it up. Can
okay.
you hear me?
Well, thank you. What are your thoughts on our subject matter tonight?
I didn't hear it because I just was able to get through. I've been on hold pretty much all this time, and I never heard one word. Sister Ward, I have been on hold this whole time. We could not even get into the station to the broadcast.
Okay,
so I just held on until I got somebody.
What we're talking
Hello?
About is, yeah, we're talking about women and
okay.
how that we are in such need because we keep finding ourselves in these destitute situations and depression and violent situations, and we need to know who God is, and we need to live life according to His way. If we want to get ourselves happy, if we want to lead a life that we can be proud of and be an example of the young women following us, that's what we're basically talking about. Do you have anything that you want to share with the women today?
I just want to say to every woman that really, really desires life, that you're going to have to reach inside of you and know who you are before you can do anything anywhere else. And when you find out how important you really are to Jesus Christ, all those other things won't even matter, and all your life will come together. And I don't ever want to see anymore women feeling like they have to remain destitute or in a situation to be defined by somebody else. Jesus Christ has already established that. And it makes me so sad when I see women allow themselves to be abused. And that's all
yeah,
I have to
amen.
Say, Cheryl.
Amen. Well, I thank you for that comment because it was solid and it's right on. I was sharing earlier about how when you become desperate, you put yourself in that situation and you become You know, as I always say, desperate people do desperate things. So
yes.
we want that. And we thank yes. Reverend Pinkney Butts. We thank her for her comments and for her call in. Please remain listening. Caller 0820, please have your name and your comments.
That's me, Pastor Cheryl.
Okay. Caller 1789.
Hello, how are you doing, Pastor Cheryl?
I'm good. Can I have your name, please? Where are you from?
Yes, this is Sister Delina Ward. How are you doing?
Oh, hi. How are you?
I was just calling on.
What's your comment or question today?
I agree with both of you ladies. I also agree with the belief that you have to, as a woman, we have to come to accept our flaws and as well as our beauty and understand that everything that we have and everything that we've been given, we have control over, whether it's from how we do our hair or how we perceive ourselves, our weight, our jobs or our educational statuses. We have the power to change that just like a man does. We can... as Reverend Pinkney was saying, go within yourself, because when you go into yourself and take some time to go someplace quiet and find yourself, because what you're really finding is the God that's in you when you're doing that. You're going into that closet. And there are things that you know you're good at. There are things that people have shared with you that they know you're good at, because sometimes it does take somebody else to help you see some things about yourself. That's one of the reasons it says for us to confess our sins to our brother. And whatever side of the yoke you find yourself on at that particular time, if you're saved or unsaved, if somebody who knows some things about you can help you get to know yourself better. And you know when they're telling the truth because it hits a chord in your heart. And just take the time to get to know yourself and find out what it is that you know you're good at, and start working in that thing so that God can manifest some blessings in your life and show you more and more how to make that thing bigger and better and in you so that they can see him in you. But you have to first start feeling like you have some self-worth, and sometimes that's the only way you can do it. If you don't really know who he is or where he is, you know how to go inside yourself. You know, one of the first things we learn is how to do math and read in our own heads. And even before we go to school, we talk to ourselves when we're kids with our imaginary friends and stuff. So we know how to get inside of ourselves. That's one thing women can do. And so with the few things that you can do, you start there. Don't try to be somewhere you're not. But the way you get somewhere is to find out where you are, just like on a map. I am here.
Amen. I hear what you're saying. Comment on this. I was saying mainly how this conversation came about, how this agenda came about, is because I find that women, and like I said, it's men too, but when I'm talking about women, like, there are so many women who do not have godliness in them, because quite frankly, I feel that until you have a relationship with God, you cannot do anything else. You have to have that relationship with God. And I'm mainly talking about women who are so desperate. They're constantly on the prowl for men, looking for men. Join church. Why? Because they're looking for a man. You know, everything they do is because they're looking for a man, because they want a man. They want a man. They on Facebook complaining about they can't find a man. Ain't no man. These are the women that I'm trying to get to, these men-seeking women. Do you not agree that you cannot find a man until you are becoming and have a relationship with God? You can't find nothing worthwhile. You're going to always be short. You're going to always be left to scrape the bottom of the pot, if you will. Because when you're not in the God place, when you're not the God woman, God can't release to you what it is that he has for his God women. That's the point, to be honest. I'm careers and all that. I'm really not. I'm talking about this conversation that's just ongoing on every circuit I look on. Everybody trying to get a man. If it, you know, you got the little things on TV, you know, all these different love connection sites. All of them geared because somebody looking for something. But again, I'm talking to women. I say, drop all that stuff. Drop all of it and pick up God and really get a relationship with God. And God will reveal your life to you. And you don't need a man to do it, especially not the man that God gave you. That's really what I want to hear a comment on.
Okay. Well, I do agree with that. I also know that from our studies at the House of Prayer Ministry, that one of the things we said is that because a lot of people don't know what God looks like or where he is, that's part of the reason why I was sharing the words that I was sharing before, is that you can't find him in a whole bunch of other places. Like I said, we already know everybody isn't going to go to church. We already know everybody doesn't trust people in the church or have what they call that church hurt or whatever. So you do, but if you want better and you really truly want better, God will manifest himself to you just like he did for so many other people centuries ago. You have to want the truth, and it has to be a for real truth that you want him, because that's how people get saved. They don't get saved because they read the Bible, and they don't get saved because they went to church. They got saved because they wanted to. They had to have that desire, because there's a bunch of people that's in the church. I think you shared it in a testimony or two before about a Bible study. You was there for a long time before you really got the word. So it's not about the physical place that you go to or even the physical things that you go to, such as the Bible. You have to know, you have to begin to seek for better,
Because the better, the good, which we all know the word says there's none good but God, you have to want good in your life. That's how I ended up coming to find God in my life. It happened that I pronounced my sagem in church, but it was I went to church because I was looking for God. He brought me to the particular church that I ended up going to, but I had already had bits and pieces of him in my life that were coming because I wanted better. As soon as you desire better, that's what the thing says, raising your standard. As soon as you start raising your standard, say,
okay,
this is not enough.
I need to break in. I need to break in on you one moment because I got somebody that's been holding on a long time.
Okay.
They want.
Amen.
But please don't hang up. Please don't hang up. Just stay with me. Give her an opportunity to speak. Hello, caller. This caller is 2721. Would you please state your name and where you're calling from? Give us your comments, questions, and remarks. Go ahead, caller.
This is Sister Thompson from Lismore, Alabama. And I am enjoying the conversation that I've heard. And truly, women's are, I don't know what to call them, but searching for men so much around here. And so I would say that if you're saved, you got to be saved. But first, the Bible tells us to seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all this other be added. We'll get a husband, one that God wants us, or a man, what they call it, that God wants us to have. And he also tells, in order for myself, he tells us the older women are to be able to teach the young women how to go about this. And I think if we seek first looking for God, let God fill our hearts, get clean ourselves, and then we'll be able to find the man or husband what God will give it to us if we really desire to have a God-fearing man in our lives. And I think that's what we need to do most. I've enjoyed the conversation that I've heard. And I thank you for your program. And I don't have much time, but I just want to thank you. And I know it helped me. And this is my second time. And I'm encouraging that every woman listens. So, Kappa, it's a good thing to talk about. So you won't continue to run into hardships and disappointment, but put God first in everything.
Yes. I agree, and I thank you so much for your comment and for your remark. Thank you for calling in. And, you know, yes, these are the things we're talking about. And again, I'm bringing this up, and this conversation is happening. This dialogue is happening, not to condemn, not to criticize, not to put down, not to put some on a pedestal and some not. That's not the point. The point is to have this dialogue so that we, as women, we can help each other, first of all, and help ourselves. Because it is so sad, and it's hardening, and it's burdensome, and it's heavy. And I know, just not to me, I know it's a lot of women out there that see the same thing I see. You see these women. That's why we so critical and harsh with our children. We just got too much weight. It's too much on us. Things aren't what they were going to be. And it's because we didn't start off right. So it's ending up the same way it started. And this is why I want this dialogue, because I want women to understand that there is another way to go. There is a more sure way to get that God has for us. You know, it ain't even a matter of really what your desire is, as it is what God has for you and the life that he has for you. Because, again, everybody don't have to be married. Everybody ain't going to be married. But that does not mean that your life and what God has given you, what you're supposed to be about, what you're supposed to be doing, is not vital. It is needed. God has a purpose for all of us. And all of the purposes ain't exactly the same. But if you are looking for a man, like I said, don't go to church trying to find one to be, in the service and fellowship with God, and you're really not, because God ain't going to show up in your life like that. God shows up where there's truth, where truth abides. So if you are wanting,
wanting that,
then you need to seek God for that. Go ahead, caller. Your comment again. Okay, I thought someone was there to comment. Yeah, but so like I said, so don't take this as a put down, because it's not. It's really designed to lift women up. You go out and you see other races of women, and a lot of them. I mean, there are some that's by themselves. Don't misunderstand me, because it's not a definite on either end. But you see a lot more women of other nationalities, you know, shopping with them, and, you know, they're driving nice, reliable cars, and they're able to, you know, you can see the stress and the relief more in them than a lot of our women that are out here doing it by yourself. You know, you might think that you pulling it off, but it's showing, and that's what I want to let you know. Your stress and your inability to what have you to be is showing. And you don't want to pass that on to your children. You don't want your young girls and your young men to grow up thinking that that's the way to live, that that's life, because it's not. That's not life, and that ain't living. No, that's not having yourself together and getting the crumbs from the table, more or less. And that's not what God designed for any of us, all of us. It's plenty room at God's table for everybody to get an adequate and more amount of what it is that we need to live by. And that's the issue that I want to put in somebody's ear. And I believe there's somebody hearing this. You know, you don't have to go that route. You don't have to do what everybody else done. That is not just the way it is. That now, no, it's not. That's just the way it's going, because folk won't do different. But when we seek, I heard somebody say, seek God's way, seek Him first, and everything else add unto us, and it'll be the real McCoy. It'll be something solid. It'll be the thing that God knows that we need, because God knows more what we need than we do. And I know you think you know what you want. And I think about this Valentine's Day that just went past. Bummed out women. They was sad and depressed because they didn't have no man. And that ain't how God wants you to know what love is. Love just ain't a guy. Love is starts with yourself first. You can celebrate you and the beauty of you. But we get caught up in the world view and in the world order. And you mess around with the world, they'll have you thinking that you ain't worth nothing. If you ain't got what they got, if you ain't living like they living, and they'll have you chase that lifestyle. And that's not what we are to do. I want us women to get it together, be fruitful and happy and content and at peace, and have a full life, and have something to pass on to those little eyes that's looking at us. Amen. The show is Truth is Freedom, and I am your host, Pastor Cheryl. The number you can reach us at is 657-383-0613, and we are here to take your calls and get you on the radio. So you can share your comments and your questions and your remarks. So it's almost like the more and more we go, the more and more lost we get. The more and more off of the mark we get. And if we want different, we have to do different. If you want change, you have to make the change. you find a lot of negative talk of from all men. It seems like men around the world have such a bad view of black women, and we can't get excited because it's one or two, you know. We say, look at black women and say, no, she's doing all right. Everyone's doing all right. And there are some that's doing all right. There's some that's doing good. But it's still not nearly enough to really make a difference. That's why it's only a couple that we can name or think of. Our families individually, if we look, it's a lot of unmarried women with children, you know, or they've been married and they're not married anymore, or they're married and they're miserable and they just staying married because it's just what they do. They know nobody want to go nowhere, so they just stay together. This is the majority of our families and what the picture looks like. And that's not a good picture. And it's definitely not a God picture. When God look at his woman, he made something beautiful. He made something to treasure. He said, a man who findeth a woman, you know, a wife findeth a good thing, more precious than gold and rubies. And, you know, this is, get an understanding, get a grip on what you about. You know, if you were a diamond or something, you would be the diamond that everybody wants, the ones that's sought after, you know. And we don't need to be cubic zirconia. It look good, you know, but it's still not what God made. God made the for real stone, the gem. And that's what he needs us to understand that we are. He already know that, but he needs you to understand that. And then when we change how we present ourselves, when we change the way we carry ourselves, that makes everything else around us change. Now, don't be surprised when you find that things and people who used to hang around you start dropping off. You know, because then the devil gonna come and say, "See, you really lonely now." No, you send him on his way, because that's not true. What is happening is that God is moving out everything that ain't right, so that it gives room for those things that are. You know, so you have to shed. It's almost like, you know, a lot of women, we always going on diets and all that, trying to. But, you know, but it's like when you lose fat, it gives more room for muscle, and muscle is more sustaining. Muscle is you know, more active and more solid than fat. So that's what's going on. God is cutting away the fat, if you will, so that the real muscle can come in, and so that we can know the difference. So when we have that understanding of who we are and we grasp hold of it, we're not easily tricked. We're not easily caught up into fruitless situations. Amen. Another point that I wanted to stress with this is this image that we have of ourselves. It's not a very good image. Women, we have, however we're looked at, how we treat it. You have to present yourself in the way that you want to be treated. If you present yourself in a serious, clean, you know, that's how you'll be treated. It will not be by a lot of people, because I'm sorry, it's just not. And this is why I need people to call in. It's just not a lot of people out there that's really serious about life. You know, they're just make it through. But God has that one for you, if it's for you. Because again, remember, that might not be God's plan for your life. But your life is still valuable. Your life is still important. And it's still important that you be about God. I opened this up talking about an article that I had wrote some years ago. And the name of the article is Plain Talk to Women. And if I could, I would just like to read a little bit of this article because it lines right up with this dialogue today. And I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'm just going to pick out some parts that I would like to read. One of them is this part here. When you don't have an understanding of that which you are, you tend to grasp hold of images in order to create an image for yourself. But the problem with that is it's only an image and not based on the truth, so you begin to live a lie. If you want men and people to not have a negative view of you, you must stop having one of yourself. I picked that because I know that's something that a lot of women have about themselves. Negative outlook about you.
Okay.
And it shows in the things you do, the way you act, the way you talk. You can tell that you really don't have a respect for yourself. And we must have a respect for ourselves. Because without respect for you, from you, then you can't really expect it. Everything. You really can't expect it from anyone else. And you don't. I mean, you know, I hear you saying that you do and what you ain't going to take. But as the years go by and that relationship with God has not developed, you get weaker and more. More depressed, more dislike toward you. And before you know it, you're just allowing everything to come into your life. And you begin to treat yourself any kind of way. Thus, other people treat you any kind of way. I really want you to understand and hear what you possess as a woman, it is a very valuable and a very sacred commodity. It's not something that should be looked at lightly, but it is very, very important. I mean, this world can't even operate right. You step up and really be the woman that you're supposed to be. You can't feel good about yourself if you don't step up and be the woman you're supposed to be. You ought to be here at yourself every day and love what you see. I'm not talking about vanity, you know, that you think you're so fine. I'm not talking about being able to really look at yourself and like what you see. Be able to look at yourself and see that what you see. Worth defending and worth keeping intact. What this is all about. That is something that is not to be just given away freely and just letting people march over it and walk over it and treat it any kind of way. That if you do, and you will hold on to it. Another part, it says, the changing force from us being negative against ourselves, not appreciating ourselves. The changing force is not anything material. You can't buy that away. I had thought at one time that professional women were more, if you will, with their lives and whatnot. It turned out that we sending our young girls to college. Call, I'll be with you in 1 second. We're sending our young girls to college. They're educated, if you will. They're getting good jobs, better jobs, higher paying jobs. All this is going on, but they still do not understand to be a true woman of God. They do not understand the value in being that. So here you are, PhD, $100,000 a year, and you still are sitting in your home broken. So it's not the material things, but it's a spiritual thing that we need. Callers, the line is open. Please give us your name and tell us where you are calling from.
Hello.
Hello, caller.
Hello.
Yes. Can I tell you where you're calling from?
My home. I'm not quite sure how to answer
your
that
name?
Question. Brianna.
And you are calling from where?
Cleveland Heights, I guess.
Are you calling? Okay. Do you have a question, comment, or remark today?
No, not really, because in the beginning it was super staticky, so I couldn't hear much of what you were saying. But then I heard you say something about college.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in, and just continue to listen. Since
thank
you don't have a comment, I think that's what you said, you don't have a comment right now?
Yeah, not yet.
You said something about respect?
I said not yet.
Okay. Well, just if you can, and I hope that you can, just stay on. Thank you for calling in. It's always good to hear, know someone is calling in and listening. Okay, so the changing force, like I said, is not a material thing. It's not children, girls are more smarter. We think if we send them to school longer, and they get more and more this and that and the other. You know, we think that that's going to do it, but that's not going to do it. Because, like I said, we are getting these young ladies that's buying homes and are the best of whatever, you know, making good money, but you still find them broken. You still find them depressed. You still find them sickly and bound by all kinds of things that attack folk when they're not sound and when they're not happy and when they're not in God. So we need to pass on this spiritual growth. We need to pass on this understanding to our youngsters. Our women have submitted to far too many of the wrong things that lead to trouble, misery, and heartache. They have submitted to jobs and still can't make it from pay to pay. They submit to men and still find themselves alone and to raise children alone as a result of their decision. Submit unto God, period. We only have a minute left. I want to thank all of the callers for calling in. Thank each and every one of you for every comment. And again, I hope this has encouraged you to seek God for Him to set you up and to motivate your life and to get your life going in the direction that He would have for you. I say these things. You are a queen. You are royalty. Stake your claim and live, women. Live. Thank you for tuning in. My name is Pastor Cheryl. This has been Truth is Freedom, and we'll see you on next Friday. Everybody have a great weekend.